So, Tim, you've been a volunteer at Standon for a few years now and mainly involved in the kitchen garden. What are your memories of how it looked before the transformation took place?
The new piece of the kitchen garden, that's where the old tenant's garden used to be. That's the part of the restoration. Before that we started there, it was a bit of a pretty shambolic. We had Elaine got all her plants, surplus plants there, so there was a lot of plants. We had an old scruffy greenhouse that we put up previously when we first started the kitchen garden project. So really that's all there was. So it was really starting from the beginning, digging the whole place out. So right from the beginning, first thing we did was to just sketch out what it would look like, lay it all out, and then we started digging plants and beds so that we could really make a beginning. We found that a lot of it hadn't been dug for a very long time, so it was a lot of hard work there. I remember doing the original kitchen garden, and that at least had been dug over, but this was all pretty scruffy and really a lot of hard work. But once we got the shapes spread out, we got the layout, and we got it lined up with the rest of the kitchen garden, because it has to be a whole piece. So getting it lined up so that it would match the rest of the kitchen garden, all the paths would line up and so on. That was quite an interesting piece of work. And then once we'd got the beds laid out, came across the idea of putting the oak edging in. And I think in terms of something that really makes the whole thing now that we've finished it, it's having all the beds, both in the new area of the garden and the original kitchen garden, all of those done in oak all the way round. Took us a long time. It took us a little while to work out how to do it. But once we got the idea, we started motoring with it. It was very good, and it really made the whole thing look finished. And I suppose the other bit that I did quite a lot of work on was putting in the posts, the espaliers, and the wire and all that sort of thing, so that we've got plenty of scope for then planting out the apple trees. And another thing we did was each of us had a go at actually doing the grafting. So we grafted cuttings off the existing apple trees onto some rootstock. With a bit of luck, there are several of those with our names on. So that was quite something.